Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, folks. Welcome back in weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, hanging out in the Game Bar and Grill. Happy to welcome in now Sam Spiegelman, National Recruiting Analyst for Rivals and On3 Sports. Man, Sam, I appreciate the time, though. It is crazy out there right now.
Yeah, you are not kidding. This is about as crazy of an early signing period as we've had in a couple of years, and it's only going to get crazier until tomorrow.
Yeah, Sam, it's the first time I can remember the Friday, because, you know, I would say probably 90% of the signees were done the Wednesday. Now we're getting into a lot of, I'm kind of tapped the brake. And a lot of that having to do with the fact you have connections with assistant coaches, and now we play in the Ouija board game of coaches. They going here, there, everywhere else. And it's given another dynamic. But you know what? If you college football, it continues the interest even longer with it. It's a great sport to cover. But the intrigue of the coaches, assistant coaches, where the high school kids are going to go. And before we blink, the transfer portal.
You're not wrong at all, Mike. Not only are the relationships to head coaches, coordinators, assistant coaches, general managers, players, personnel directors, there's also the elephant in the room that these kids get paid very handsomely to go to these schools. And all of a sudden, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on we've explored all these campuses. We've got good relationships with these people. But hey, a real college football playoff contender, whether they're nearby or maybe they got a new coach who's trying to make a bang here, is also all of a sudden offering a very lucrative NIL package. And we've seen today Zoom meetings for that quote unquote official visit Zoom meetings, which even during the pandemic, we saw kids go to campus to get a closer look. So we're in a new era of college football. I couldn't agree more. It's brought some life back into the early signing window. It's made even obvious recruitments have a little more wrinkles and twists to it, and I think it's good for the sport. It's signing day should be fun. It shouldn't be chalkboard material by any means.
Give us your assessment. It's a small class so far, and for LSU, it could increase a couple more by the end of the weekend. But your thoughts on Lane Kiffin and being able to hold – most of the recruits that had committed to LSU to stay in place, and then he did a little bit of jumbling himself of bringing in a couple guys that he wanted. So your thoughts on LSU's recruiting under Lane Kiffin in year one?
I've been really impressed by what Lane Kiffin and especially what the new general manager over there, Billy Glasscock, have been able to do in a very short period of time. You know, of course, Lane Kiffin was probably the most prominent storyline in college football the past week and a half, where he would end up. The fact that he chose LSU, I think that, you know, kids watch College Game Day and they see all the social media buzz. They know that this guy has transformed the Ole Miss program. They know that he's got electric offenses. We know that he's got a personality. And he hit the ground running when he got to Baton Rouge. We know that he met with some of the most high-profile members of this class. We saw today that the number one defensive lineman in America, Rich Anderson from Carr, the paperwork finally showed up in Baton Rouge. And I'm telling you that tomorrow there's a very good chance that Lamar Brown, the number one player in the country, follows suit, which, you know, for all of the recruiting battles that LSU face in the midst of a coaching change, big Rich Anderson, check. Lamar Brown heading in that direction. And another one, Bryson Martinez, a really uber athletic offensive lineman from East Ascension, was very highly coveted by the University of Texas, which I don't need to tell you folks. They have plenty of money to spend over in Austin. Still chose to go to LSU. They signed the number one receiver in the state, Jabari Mack. They flipped a couple of kids, pass catchers in particular, that were supposed to go to Lane at Ole Miss, now going to Baton Rouge. And we all know that this university hired Lane Kiffin with the intention of spending a lot of money in the transfer portal to fill big needs. And for LSU, that means at quarterback and it means at offensive line. So between signing potential, you know, the number ones and two linemen in America and a couple of really great pieces in your own state, they got a lot of ammunition going into the next portal phase where they should have plenty of money to spend on assembling this roster.
Sam, one of the things you brought up, Lamar Brown, he came to a couple of our camps. And, man, the first time I saw him, he was, you know, he was playing offensive line. I walked up to him, and he just kind of smiled at me, and I said, hey, Lamar, if you wanted to, you could be the number one offensive lineman in the country. And he was like, Coach, I'm playing defense. I'm like, okay, I get that. But, man, he was moving things all over the field. And what a unique athlete Lamar Brown is. For people who haven't watched him play, kind of give us a little bit of a rundown of just the type of player Lamar Brown is. Number one athlete in the country, and I firmly believe that. Right now, he would be a better offensive guard than he would be a defensive lineman, but I know his heart and his head is into playing defense.
Mike, you took the words right out of my mouth. If he wanted to play offensive line, I know a ton of schools in the SEC and around the country who would sign him up to play offensive line tomorrow for their teams, even the college football playoff teams. The first time I saw Lamar Brown, he was playing offensive line, and he was mauling kids as a freshman. He is an absolute freak of an athlete. I know that term gets used all the time, but there's only one player in this state that I could really remember that had a chance to play on both sides of the ball, Dar Rosenthal from Faraday back in the day, and Lamar Brown, as great as an athlete as Dar was, and eventually he did move to offensive tackle. Lamar Brown is just scratching the surface at defensive line. I think you and I both agree he could go play offensive line and be a first-round pick inside a guard, and he can be a tone setter for that offensive line, and he's shown it for U-High, which is still kicking in the playoffs, so some fans will be able to see what Lamar Brown is capable of. But he's been spending time with a personal D-line trainer. We know that he's got an incredible short shuttle. We know that the athleticism that we see him blocking in space, it also shows when he's hustling and bustling down the line, when he's putting pressure on the quarterback, he can play on the edge, he can move inside, and he's taken on a lot more snaps playing on both sides of the ball as a senior for U-High. I'm with you. He is the number one player in the country. He is as close to a sure thing as any prospect in this country, which is always a gamble when you're talking about high school recruits. And I think if you're an LSU fan and you're getting ready to get excited about Lamar Brown, just know he's just scratching the surface of playing defensive line. So in 2 or 3 years, when it really starts to click and he finds his gear, we're talking about a difference maker at probably the most important position on defense right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Give your thoughts on Chris Henry Jr. God bless him. Man, I knew his dad, and he was an unbelievable high school football player. Really was a very good college and into the pros. Just tragically passed away. But your thoughts on Chris Henry Jr., who was a commit, and Ohio State thought a very firm one, and then, I don't know about that because I lost my coach. Now he's going to USF, and Coach Brian leaves. Your thoughts on Chris Henry and where you think he may end up in this process?
You know, Mike, I remember his dad, too. He was excellent for Bell Chase. He was excellent at West Virginia. He was excellent on those Carson Palmer, Cincinnati Bengals teams. And I think if Chris Henry Sr. was still here, he would be in shock at just the young man and the player that his son is and has morphed into. If he's not the number one receiver in the country for most boards, he's right there at number two, give or take. Listen, he was one of the first commitments to Brian Hartline and Ryan Day over in Columbus, and he's been committed for more than 2 years. You know, take that for what you will, because what does a verbal commitment mean until he signs on the dotted line? But he has been a part of that class for 2+ years. Over the last month and change, we've heard a lot of chatter about Dan Lanning and the Ducks making a run at Chris Henry. Of course, Chris played his senior season out on the West Coast at Mater Dei. So Eugene is a little bit of a closer fix for the members of his circle that want to go see him play on Saturdays. But down the stretch, like you said, Brian Hartline officially takes a job at USF on National Signing Day. We're told that not only is Oregon a threat, Texas has made a substantial NIL offer to get involved here. They were working to get him on campus the same weekend that Bryson Martinez took his official visit, that Big Rich Anderson took his official visit. We know that USC has had chatter with him, and we've even heard that LSU has reached out to someone who has ties to the state. The asking price for Chris Henry is as high as I've heard for a player at his position in any recent recruiting cycle. If I were to guess who can afford to pay him, I would assume Oregon. He's been tied there. People I trust have connected him to the Ducks, but I would not sleep on the Longhorns because they got plenty of oil money out there in Austin, and they are desperate to add a five-star receiver to this class if they can.
Yeah, that Nike money's pretty good, too. you know, Phil, one thing we could, Phil Knight, man, he's going to spend it if he thinks he can bring him a championship. Your thoughts on the Tulane Green Wave? I was surprised. We had Gary Smith on talking about it. I didn't think they'd sign as many high school players as they have, but they were able to keep a good bulk of that together, despite the fact, you know, John Sumrall leaving to go to Florida.
Yeah, they were in a very tough spot. Not only is John Sumrall going to Florida, but he's got ideas to potentially bring a couple of those commitments that, listen, since John Sumrall and Cole Hurd have been at Tulane, New Orleans has been home to a lot of Power Four prospects on that Green Wave roster that we've seen all go to some Power Four schools, including his quarterback got paid more than $1 million to go play for Duke, and John Sumrall and the Wave beat him. His running back went up to Oregon, didn't play, but he probably will next year and be a damn good player. They know how to evaluate and scout over there. We did see some attrition, which it's inevitable when there's a coaching change. Usually you see it with out-of-state kids, but we've seen some out-of-state, some in-state. Like you said, keeping the nucleus in check, that's pretty impressive. They don't know who their head coach is going to be. For those kids to stick in, that's the belief in the program. That's the belief in the culture that Willie Fritz and then John Sumrall put in place in Tulane. I think it's one of the most attractive group of five options out there. The talent base in New Orleans and the GNO, why wouldn't you jump at that job? Whoever gets that job is going to inherit some really good kids, a really good roster, and they're going to be able to recruit the heck out of the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I understand the timing is sort of awkward, but for me, I'd be surprised if it wasn't Blake Baker. I think he's got that opportunity. And you a legacy guy, former Tulane linebacker. Come on, that would seemingly fit here. But I think, you know, with Blake, he'll have opportunities. You know, if he wants to stay at LSU as a coordinator, if he won't, you know, Memphis, he's had talks with. So I think either Saturday or Monday we'll find out for sure. But looks to be that Blake Baker would be the front runner for this job. One guy LSU signed that a lot of people don't know about, and maybe you can give us a little bit more information on, that's Kerry Barber Jr. From the Alabama area, highly recruited by Alabama, Georgia, ends up committing to Ole Miss. And he was one of the first guys Lane Kiffin was able to bring to LSU.
You are spot on, Mike. This was one of the guys that Lane Kiffin and the new wide receiver coach, George McDonald, zeroed in on. LSU had a really good class of receivers ready for them to inherit. We know that Jabari Mack from Destrehan signed. We know that they made decisions on Kenny Darby and Kervin Johnson, and they went after Brayton Allen from LCA, who has been having a stellar senior season for the Knights, and they made sure to get Corey Barber, who, you know, he's not much when you see him physically, about 5'10", 190 pounds, but boy, can he move. He's got sub 4.4 speed. He is a true speed game breaker with vertical speed, can make plays in space. Tests out of the absolute water. You are spot on with that. Georgia wanted him. Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss won a very competitive recruitment for him. And as soon as he got the offer and the interest from George McDonald and Lane Kiffin, it wasn't even much of a discussion. He was a big part of what they were trying to build over at Ole Miss. He was their key receiver in that group, and he wasted no time jumping on board with LSU. It goes to show the faith that he has in Lane Kiffin as a play caller.
Sam, definitely appreciate you carving out some time for us tonight.
Of course, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Appreciate it.
Sam Spiegelman, National Recruiting Analyst. You can follow him at Rivals or On3 Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.